News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump's State of the Union getting underway this hour. On the guest list, the USA men's hockey team. House Speaker Mike Johnson.
The president called me Sunday night, and he said, Mike, we got to make some changes. We need some more guests. Okay, well, you know, the State of the Union is a very well-attended event, and the gallery is already full, and we have waiting lists of people that want to be there. I said, Mr. President, how many people are you talking about? I think the whole team. Okay, well, so we're going to work out logistics, and somehow, some way, we'll squeeze in the hockey players tonight, and it'll be a great moment for America.
Meanwhile, Haya Panjwani reports.
Democrats are inviting special guests and wearing white at President Trump's State of the Union address.
When President Trump looks into the crowd tonight to give his speech, he will also look into the faces of the survivors behind me.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer invited Dani Bensky, who says she was sexually abused by Jeffrey Epstein 2 decades ago. She says she felt victimized again when her information was exposed in a recent release of Epstein's case files. The women of the House Democratic Women's Caucus and their guests, which also includes a number of survivors of Epstein's sexual abuse, are dressing in all white for the address. They're modeling themselves after the early 20th century women who pressed for the right to vote and other rights. Representative Pramila Jayapal from Washington.
We are here today, many of us in white, because women know what it means to be silenced, dismissed, and pushed back, and we are not going to stand for it.
Haya Panjwani at the White House.
The Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index has improved a bit after cratering in January. Sources tell AP Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is pressuring Anthropic to give the military broader access to its artificial intelligence technology. Otherwise, the company could lose its Pentagon contract. Anthropic makes the chatbot Claude, and it's the last of its peers to not supply its technology to a new U.S. military internal network. This is AP News. A change in leadership at the world's most visited museum. Ed Donahue has the story.
French President Emmanuel Macron has accepted the resignation of the director of the Louvre Museum. Lawrence Dakar's departure comes 5 months after it took thieves less than 8 minutes to steal $102 million worth of crown jewels from the Louvre.
Je reconnais en responsabilité l'échec que représente le vol du
At the time, Dakar said, I acknowledge our responsibility for the failure that the theft on October 19th represents. It is a tremendous wound that has been inflicted upon us. She says the museum needs deep reform. Also under Dakar's watch, a pipe burst near the Mona Lisa. There were staff walkouts and a wildcat strike over overcrowding and understaffing. French authorities also revealed a suspected decade-long ticket fraud operation linked to the Louvre. Investigators say it may have cost more than $11 million. I'm Ed Donahue.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.